好，你们手上都有开经记吗？好，好，我们大众请合掌。我们先念中文的哈，请合掌。无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。The surprised, profound and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata. 好，请放掌，阿弥陀佛。这里面有听不懂英，听不懂中文的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you can understand Chinese.
就一位，哈哈。 OK, 好，我刚想说我们的师妹还没来，她我们就要用中文讲了。OK, 好，先问大家一个问题，有没有人是就是持好华严经的？有没有人自己平常的时候在持华严经的？有没有请举手。
Please raise your hand if you In your daily practice, you uphold the Flower Dormant Sutra?
没有。有看过华严经的内容的经文请举手。
Please raise your hand if you have read the Flower Dormant Sutra.
好，那法师问一个问题哈。我们现在是不是在法界当中？
Let me ask you a question. Are we, right now, are we in the Dharma realm?
是吗？是。好，那你在哪一个法界里面？
Yes.So, which Dharma realm are you in right now?
Huh? 六法界。还有呢？娑婆世界是啊，是啊，我们现在讲十法界嘛，哈，大家都知道有十法界，对吗？哈，那现在问大家说，你现在在哪一个法界里头？人法界。还有呢？还有什么答案？啊，你们其他人都没有想法吗？
So some people said right now we are in the realm of human beings.
诶，你们在这个娑婆世界有没有看过畜生啊？有吗？有。自己可不可能有时候是畜生的行为出来？OK, 好。
So have you seen animals in this realm? Also, do you feel sometimes you behave like an animal?
有吗？
Yes.
是是是是，所以我要回来讲为什么问这样问题，就是意思是说哈，其实我的题目叫寻找善知识嘛哈，但是在英文的题目就是入法界品。那我要问的是，法界有入还有出吗？
So the reason I'm asking you this question is because right now we are talking about seeking good advisors.But the English title for this chapter is also Entering the Dharma Realm. So is there a door to enter or exit in the Dharma Realm?
有没有这样子？有入还有出吗？有啊。那你法界里面不是有佛法界吗？我们十法界不是有个佛吗？想是佛，其实没有什么的入法界跟出法界，没有这样的东西。其实我们就在法界当中了，我们就在法界当中。所以我们用一个《金刚经》的所谓的正、反、合，《金刚经》讲正反合，说是菩萨即非菩萨即名菩萨，这样的正反合的方式讲，意思是说我们呢入法界品。然后即说其实是非入法界品是名入法界品，你懂我意思吗？其实为什么叫非，是因为它是变幻性的。就像我刚刚问大家了，我们现在虽然叫人法界，可是要是我们的心念动了念头，假如说我们动了善念帮助众生，我们就在菩萨法界，可是要我们动了不好的念头，我们就可能在畜生法界。所以这法界其实就在我们的生活当中，就是法界，没有什么进跟出。所以我们用《金刚经》的正反合方式来说到的话，就是入法界品即非入法界品，是名入法界品。
Okay. So Actually, there is no such thing as entering or exiting from the Dhamma realm. We are in this Dhamma realm. Just like the logic in the Diamond Sutra, it will use blah blah is ABC is blah blah, ABC is not blah blah, ABC is called blah blah. So the same thing here is although we say it is entering the Dhamma realm, it is actually not entering the Dhamma realm. It is so called entering the Dhamma realm.
所以这样的意思是说，为什么让我们知道说，其实我们随时随地都跟法界合在一起的。
So actually we are at any minute we are ourselves is with the Dhamma realm. For example, just to supplement, if you give a thought to a good thought, then you're in the good Dhamma realm. If you give rise to a bad thought, you're in the bad Dhamma realm.
所以你要知道，就是当初释迦牟尼佛他成佛之后开始说的经，第一部就是华严经嘛，哈。华严经说法的时候，当下其实是各法界的众生都有的。那真正听懂了，是只有所谓的一生不处，所谓的菩萨法界的菩萨听得懂，其他的菩萨就是像盲子一样、聋子一样，根本听都听不懂。而且我们众生呢，执着有一个所谓一个去跟来，我们执着有去来，所以这个品名才会叫入法界品，其实我们就在法界当中了。
So, this Flower Dormant Sutra is taught by the Buddha after he achieved the Buddhahood. So, actually, at that time, there were all kinds of sentient beings from the different realm, but only the great Bodhisattva, which will make Buddha next lifetime, can really understand what Buddha was talking.That's because the rest of sentient beings are all had the distinguishing between coming and going, had this distinguishment.
所以才会把它命名成为入法界品。
So that's why they call this is entering the Dharma realm.
这样大家懂了吗 ？OK， 好，好。那我们上次也谈到说，那个这次是主要是因为文殊菩萨到浮尘去说法时候，善财童子发了善根，就去追问文殊菩萨。说我要怎么样能够发菩提心，怎么样行菩萨行。所以这个文殊菩萨呢，就介绍善财童子跟他讲说啊，你想要学菩萨行，主要是学什么？学普贤菩萨的行，大恨行。他说这样的话，你要从寻找善知识下手。
So from previous talks, we have learned that Sudana gives rise to the great vows and the Bodhi mind want to help all sentient beings. And Manjushri Bodhisattva told Sudana that if you want to do that, you will have to learn from Samanthabhadra Bodhisattva, his great vows and conduct, and you will have to seek advices from good knowing advisors.
So at that time,善财童子就问文殊菩萨说：“他是我到底到哪里去参访那个善知识
？”So at that time, Sudana asked Manjushri, "So where can I find these good knowing advisors?"
那文殊菩萨就跟他讲说：“你要求见善知识，要走上菩萨行的这个不二法门的时候，你要怎么样？就真正你遇到善知识的时候，你要学习善知识的学士、德恨，还有他的行。”从当中去学校他的殊胜的地方，但是你千万千万不要去追找这个善知识的过失。
So Manjushri told Sudana, when you're seeking good knowing advisors, you need to learn from their knowledge, their virtues, their conduct, but don't seek their faults.
好，所以像。就已经文殊菩萨就把跟善财童子讲了善知识的重要的地方。那我们来看看，在《法华经》里面讲善知识到底有什么重要？在有一品里面，这个云雷音秀王华，就是这个佛，就回答这个妙庄严王，他就说：善男子、善女人呐、啊，只要你能够种善根的原因的种善根的话，你世世可以得到善知识。因为善知识可以帮助我们学习做佛事，而且告诉我们怎么样能够成佛，令我们能够进入所谓的阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。
So now we want to talk, let's talk about the importance of good knowing advisors. So the Buddha, in one of the chapters in the Flower Dormant Sutra, the Buddha Jatahagara addressed the King Sabhayana saying, if the sons and daughters having planted roots of good merit, they will make good and virtuous friendship throughout many lives. Those good virtuous friends will perform the Buddha's work, illuminating, teaching, benefiting, and gladdening them, and will cause them to enter highest complete enlightenment.
所以善知识我们都界定说他能够帮助我们能够成佛，我们称为他所谓善知识。
So we know the good knowing advisors can help us achieve enlightenment.
所以这样我们回来看看我们身边常常读的一些经文，其实可以找到善知识。比如说我们讲在阿弥陀经里面讲，阿弥陀佛的极乐世界里面有各种的鸟，各种的鸟，比如说白鹤啊、孔雀啊，经文里面描述嘉陵、平前、共命鸟啊等等，这些鸟呢，你不要认为它是畜生哦，它是为了佛要法音宣流而变化出来的。其实这些鸟
So now let's examine good knowing advisors from the sutras that we are familiar with. For example, the Amitabha Sutra. In that sutra, if you remember, there are all kinds of birds like peacock, carrots, living in the Western Pure Land. Don't think them as beings in the animal realm. They actually existed there to preach Dharma and let ascension beings to hear Dharma. So actually, they are good knowing advisors.
好，另外再举一个我们很熟悉的《心经》。《心经》第一句话：“观自在菩萨行深般若的时候，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。”你看这句话里面，观自在菩萨的时候行深般若。
观照到这个深般若当下的时候，然后可以观照五蕴皆空。观照五蕴皆空，其实就让我们可以成佛。所以当下有人知道说，真的学习观世音菩萨的这个观照五蕴皆空的时候，我们就有成佛的因缘。所以观自在菩萨在这边就是善知识。Another
example
is a Harsh Sutra. So the Harsh Sutra says, when the Bodhisattva Avalokitesvara was crossing in the deep Vajra Paramita, he perceived that all five skandhas are empty, thereby transcending all sufferings. So Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara is a good knowing advisor here because he's teaching us to contemplate the five skandhas, and if we can do that, we can transcend all sufferings.
所以我们知道生活当中其实善知识它可能用各种方式出现，可能是我们身边看到的经文，也可能是佛，当然佛我们要看他的东西，因为生病有可能周边的人就是我们的善知识。 其实大家来到这个道场里面，是帮助大家在任何一个点上提起大家的，其实都是我们互相都是善知识。So
actually, good knowing advisors are everywhere in our daily life. It could be the sutras we read, the dhammas we hear, or people in this practice place, people that remind you to practice or helped you.
所以文殊菩萨开始引导这个善的同时开始。 去参访上知识的时候，其实就在这个法界当中。他刚开始，你想，我不想你还记不记得，刚开始让他带领的是德云比丘，在高山上的那个德云比丘。后来慢慢有海边的海云比丘等等等等等。上次我们已经谈到这个解脱长者了。So
actually, when Sudana started his journey to seek good knowing advisors, he started in our realm, actually. The first is a picture cloud virtue, then sea cloud, then going on. Last time, we already talked that Sudana visited the Eld Liberation.
好，那今天我们开始讲第六位的善知识，称为海床比丘。
So now we will continue and talk about the sixth good knowing advisor that Sudana visited, which is called Bhikshu Sea Banner.
好，这个善财童子呢，他辞别了这个解脱长子之后，就往南走，走到一个地方，他有个国哈，叫摩利伽陀国，这个当然就是梵文翻过来的。 就他在一个地方，在一个地方可以惊醒的地方的旁边，看到 有一个人在那边打坐，结跏趺坐，好打坐，他发现他的身心安住不动，就是我们 用经文来翻译，身心安住不动，他这时候呈现所谓的动静不二的状态。然后我们的经文形容他是入于三昧，离出入席，无别失觉，身安不动。就是意思是说，他在那边打坐的时候呢，他的呼吸全部停了，然后没有入席，没有出席，然后也没有其他的想法考虑都没有，身心安的如如不动。
Okay, so we talk, so Sudana visited the next Guno Advisor Bhikshu C banner. So when he eventually arrived to the kingdom of Milasha Safrana, he saw that Bhikshu seated by the roadside in full lotus. He had entered Samadhi. He had ceased inhaling and exhaling, and he entered no extraneous thoughts or awareness. His body was calm and unmoving.
好，为什么描述他那个禅坐的状态？这个状态很重要，是因为他讲到说，身跟心安住，而且呢，动静不二。这个状态呢，出现的一个现象，是因为这样子，所以呢，这个海庄比丘打开了身上所有的无限的可能之后，他身上14个地方出现了14种不同的景象。
So.The paragraph was describing that his the state of his samadhi, the unmoving state, and because he had this unimaginable state of samadhi, there were 14 transformations from different parts of his body appeared.
好，我们来说说看，你就可以知道说那种打坐到那种安定的状态的时候，可以这样。他说在他的脚下哈，出现了呢无数千万亿的长者、居士、婆罗门众。
So from the soles of his feet, there issued forth countless hundreds of thousands of millions of elders, lay people, and brahmas.
那两个膝盖这个地方呢，出现刹帝利跟婆罗门。
And from both of his knees, there issued.For countless hundreds of Shrakiyas and Brahmins.
腰的地方出现仙人。
And from his waist, there issued forth countless immortals.
然后两个这个胁下出现龙跟龙女的景象。
And from his two ribs, there issued forth inconceivable dragons and inconceivable dragon maidens.
然后胸前这个就是万字这个地方出现所谓阿修罗像。
And from the character on his chest, there issued forth countless hundreds of thousands, inconceivable powers of,
阿修罗
,Asuras.
背部这个地方呢，出现所谓的声闻缘觉这个二圣圣人的景象。
And from his back, for the sake of those who should be crossed by the two vehicles, they issued for countless hundreds of sound hearers and solitary enlightened ones.
好，肩膀这个地方出现夜叉，然后罗刹，夜叉罗刹的样子。
And from his two shoulders, there issued for countless hundreds of Yakasha and Raskasha kings.
好，腹部这个地方呢，出现这个第四王的这个法神月神啊，叫紧那罗。
And from his stomach, there issued forth countless hundreds of Kinara kings.
然后脸这个地方出现所谓的转轮圣王，面部出现转轮圣王。
And from the face, it has it comes out the thousands of.Wheel turning sage kings.
两个眼睛这个地方出现什么日轮。
And from his two eyes, there issued forth countless of sun disks.
然后眉间这个白毫这个地方呢出现第四，就是天第四。
And from the white hair mask between his brows, brows there issued for hundreds of thousands of Lord Shakaras.
额头这个地方呢出现大梵天王。
And in his forehead, there are countless of Brahma gods.
头的地方出现菩萨。
And from his head, there are Bodhisattvas.
然后顶上头顶上出现无数无数多的如来的法身。
And from his crown, you can see thousands of bodies of thus come ones.
然后另外呢皮肤的毛孔这边呢出现无数无量的这个微尘数的所谓的光明的网子网状。
And from each and every hair point on the body, there are all kinds of nets of light, nets of lights.
你看这是个什么景象？
So what phenomenon is this?
我想你大概没办法想象那是个什么样的景象，对吗？就是因为这是华严经讲的，就不是我们这个人界，我们这个肉眼凡夫的这样的就有办法思考的。它就是这么殊胜。这个海床比丘在那边打坐，身心寂然安定不动的时候，竟然出现这么多的景象，而且天出现的是什么？十法界的景象都出现了。
So, can you even imagine all these phenomena? Because it is hard to understand because we are not in his mental state. And when he meditate and enter into such a samadhi with body and mind unmoving, his body represents the 10 Dharma realms.
这个时候呢，我想善财童子会跟我们一样，就傻了眼了，就一直盯着看着那个海床比丘。一心观察这个海床比丘，观察他，然后就意念，我们用意念哈，意念就是念意念，意念他这个三摩地这个三昧的状态，然后呢，他就站在那边一直看，一直看，一直观察，一直观察这个海床比丘。经过一天一夜，经过七天七夜，经过半个月、一个月，慢慢观察，发现海床比丘打坐坐了六个月又六天之后才出定。
So, Sudhana, just like the rest of us, must be astonished and amazed by this phenomenon. And he contemplated because Shusi Ben and Brother thirst and admiration. He recollected that samadhi and liberation. He pondered that inconceivable samadhi of Bodhisattva. In such a way, he stood there pondering and contemplating for...A month, the whole month, up to and including full 6 months. And only after 6 months that Bhikshu Sibanner eventually exit from his samadhi, rose from his samadhi.
六个月又六天之后，就看到这个海床比丘从三摩地里面就出来了。
So after 6 months plus 6 days, Bhikshu Sibanner eventually arose from his samadhi.
我要问菩萨，假如说你今天在那边看着这个海床比丘在那边看了六个月又六天，你会有什么状态？
So I want to ask you if you were there, contemplating this phenomenon for 6 months, how would you feel?
你会觉得很累吗？会吗？不会，会怎么样？会发喜哈，是的。同样的，善财童子看到这个殊胜相的时候，虽然是六个月又六天，他就非常的发喜，就根本就身心忘了疲倦了。非常非常的殊胜，大概从来没看过这种殊胜的景象。
So, will you feel tired or feel great joy? Actually, people said we will feel great joy. Yes, when you see such inconceivable phenomenon, you will feel great joy.
善财童子就合掌就赞叹了，赞叹说：“哇，你这个三昧非常非常的稀有哎！”他说：“你这个三昧能够灭除众生的一切苦，能够让众生离开一切的痛苦。”离开这个三途之苦，然后呢，让众生能够发起菩提心，增长大悲心，升起大愿心。
So Samadhi praised priest such as priest Bhikshu Siban and said, "It is this such samadhi is really rare and unique, and it can cause all living beings to separate from the sufferings, to escape from the hells and avoid them the wrath of animals, and it can inspire them to bring forth the Bodhi resolve. It can cause them to increase in their conduct of wisdom and compassion."
他另外讲说，他说让众生都给明了什么东西叫做方便法，能够让众生能够直接去入所谓的大圣的境界，学习普贤菩萨的行愿，让众生能够证得一切诸佛菩萨的智慧光明。And
it can help all sentient beings understand the all expedient means of employed by the bodhisattvas, and encourage all sentient beings enter into the great vehicle and learn from Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's great vows and conduct, and make all sentient beings to understand the all wisdom of Bodhisattvas.
那这个海藏比丘就跟他讲说，我这个法门呢，叫做普贤舍得，叫般若波罗蜜境界的清净光明。
So the Bhikshu Siban said, my Dharma dharma is called renunciation's attainments of the universal eye. It is also called the pure light of the state of Prajparamita, the door of universal adornment and purification.
他说，因为我是修什么？我是学般若波罗蜜的法门缘故，所以我得到一个这样的三昧。
And he said, because I attained the samadhi of universal adornment purification, because I practice a Prajaparamita.
好，这个比好像比丘就这样表演这样子就结束了。我要问菩萨，你们得到什么？So
Bhikshu Siban showed Sudana all this inconceivable phenomenon, and then he basically finished. So I want to ask you, what do you learn from this?
假如说你去参访一个比喻，一位善知识，然后在座位里面表演六个月又六天，然后表演这样一趟，你得到什么东西？信心，好，很好。So
so if you you were there and see Bhikshu Siban perform such inconceivable phenomenon for 6 months, 6 days, well, what do you learn? What can you learn from it? And some people said faith.
我要跟菩萨们讲说。 我们在参访上知识的时候，绝对不要着那个相了啦，不要着相，要从那个性当中去看它。So
I want to remind everyone that when we visit good knowing advisors, don't attach to the phenomenons, but pay attention to the essence.
是要回到那个性上去看哈。所以我们把刚才海藏比丘的表演的这一。 这个过程，我们做一点点讨论。好，我们来做一点讨论。其实你看哈，我们的身体其实跟我们都一直在一起，对吗？身心都一直在一起嘛。海藏比丘也表现这样，身心都在一起的。但是呢，因为我们总是眼睛往外看，看外面的东西，大部分都是都在攀外缘，攀说工作啊，攀人我是非啊，攀这个六尘跟六境啊，所以你对身体的觉性没有办法察觉。 其实我们的感觉非常的粗糙，所以这个粗糙的感觉代替了我们身体这么其实很细腻的这种觉知的功能。Okay,
so let's do a little bit discussion on what Siban showed us. Actually, our body never leaves us. We are always with it. But because we are always looking outside, our mind always goes outside. So most time, our mind is dwelling on outside conditions such as work, the arguments with peoples and other outside conditions. So we don't our awareness about our body actually is very dull and not acute. So we are not able to aware a lot of subtle things.
所以你看，他就是他在当初进入那个三摩地的那个状态的时候，你要知道，其实他的心是醒的，心是觉醒的，连身体都是觉醒的，所以他身心是觉醒的。 所以他才有办法展现这个无限的妙用，无限的可能。
So actually, when he was in such samadhi, his body and his mind are all alert and mindful. Is that because it is exactly because his mind is alert, mindful, that's why he can show such inconceivable, wondrous functions.
很简单，我想各位不再有人当过妈妈了。你刚开始有那个新生儿的时候，那个小孩子微细的声音你都很察觉，对吗？稍微翻身，稍微哭一下，你都非常警觉，对吗？其实那个时候我们那个 alarm 的 function 其实很警觉的，对的。
For example, if you have the experience of being a mom, when you just give birth to a baby, you became very alert, about anything about the baby. If the baby made a turn or baby made a sound, you will be very alert.
在法华经里面讲说，要是我们众生啊，受持读诵解说法华经的时候，我们的六根有800到1200功德，你还记得吗？
So, in this Flower Dormant Sutra, it actually says if you uphold and recite this sutra, your body, when your body is purified and alert, your faculty, your sensory faculties actually have, 800 to, 1200, virtues.
他讲说我们的眼根有800功德，对吧？然后呢，鼻根有800功德，身根有800功德，但是我们的耳根、舌根跟意根有1200功德，你还记得吗？你读过《法华经》的话。
So if you have read if you have read the Flower Dormant Sutra, you will remember that our eyes and nose faculties, it has 800 virtues and. Your ears, tongue, and mind faculties have 1200 virtues.
但是要是我们身体是无明迷惑的时候，其实这个身体啊，只是一个制造烦恼的一个肉身而已啊。
But if you're confused, not alert, or not mindful, your body is just a tool to make more vexations.
所以我们就可以相对看了看这个海庄比丘进入三昧当中的时候，身上14个地方。出现了什么？有众生，有佛，而且各个作用都不一样的。我刚刚只是把它出现的景象跟大家讲，其实每一个景象出现的都代表它的意义在。比如说它出现佛的时候，就是跟众生说法。每个地方出现景象的时候，都在呈现一些功能。所以在身体的不同的部位，不同的能量，呈现了不同，应该说是语句当中不同的境界。
So,When Bhikshu Sibanda entered such samadhi, his body from different places manifested different phenomena. Actually, it all has its own functions, because it comes from the different parts of the body, it has different energy, it shows different phenomena.
不但是庄严的佛国净土在他身上呈现，另外呢，这个像六道众生这个污秽不净的房间也出现了。所以你要知道说它在定妆当中呢呈现一个所谓净干净的净跟污秽的污秽净秽皆具染净不二的一个状态。
So, for example, when from his crown they show the Buddhas, the function is the Buddha is speaking Dharma. And, from his body is not only did he show, Buddha, Bodhisattvas, those pure minds,But there are also, impure minds, impure phenomena from his body. So actually that shows, pure and impure, there's really not two things. They're no different.
所以我们学习禅定的时候可以让我们向外的心回到自己身上来看到自己在呼吸觉知到自己在脉动甚至看见整个宇宙。
So when we practice meditation, we know the meditation can help us, help our mind coming inward and coming back to our body and realize that be mindful that we are breathing, mindful of our own impulses and even further to see the whole universe.
So 我要问的是 到底是海床比丘展现了整个宇宙世界的景象呢，还是世界本来就在我们的身心当中呢？
So, I want to ask you, is that, Bhikshu Sibana showed us this picture of the whole world, or actually the whole world, whole universe has always been within you?
你有答案吗？是什么？对啊，是啊，其实身体就是宇宙啊，宇宙就是身体。其实我们只要回归到我们身体的时候，其实我们就跟宇宙合为一了。
So do you have an answer? Yes, the body is the universe. The universe is the body. So when we can come back to our body, we are unified with the whole universe.
所以我们给这个海床比丘表演的这一趟，我们给一个 conclusion 叫身心就是法界。
So, let's give a conclusion to the performance of the Bhikshu Sibana. So actually, your body and the mind are the Dharma realm.
这样大家知道吗？好，所以我就是说，其实看善知识在呈现的时候，绝对不要看那个像，就是说哦，这呈现佛，这是菩萨，这是什么什么。你要回到看他那个性相在表现什么，呈现告诉我们，其实身心世界就是整个宇宙。
So I want to say that, this is how we should read the sutra. We shouldn't just attach to phenomenon or what phenomenon he showed to us, but it's really the essence, the functions of each phenomenon and the meanings that he wants to tell us.
所以在地藏经里面不是有一段寄颂吗？就觉林菩萨寄颂说，就是一切现象都是唯心所造的嘛，对吗？若人欲了之，生是一切佛，因观法界性，一切为心造，对吗？就是这样子。
So remember, in our evening chanting, we have the all phenomena are created by your mind, and if you want to observe, all Dharma realm,
一切为心所造，
you will realize it's all created by the mind.
是，其实就在呈现这个东西，一切为心所造。所以你回来看经文的时候，假如你能够看到这个地方，就看到他的性的呈现出来了。
So if you are able to understand the sutra, you will understand that.
好，那这个海床比丘表演完毕之后呢，就介绍说，好，你往下走，继续往下行，去参访另外一个善知识，叫做修舍优婆夷。
So after Bhikshu Sibana, and then he recommended Sudana to go visit the next good knowing advisor,Upasika Asha.
优婆夷就是在家的女众居士嘛，哈，女众居士就是优婆夷。
So, Upasika basically is a Sanskrit, basically means, lay people, lay woman practice at home.
好，那这个善财童子是往南走之后，来到一个靠近海边的地方，他在参访这个修舍优婆夷。修就是休息的修，舍去舍弃的舍，修舍。就这个优婆夷，然后建了一栋非常庄严的园林，哈，这个地方非常的庄严，来接引一些众生，来度化众生。这园里面当然就有什么树木啊、楼阁啊，还有街道啊、八功德水啊，就像宫殿啊，非常的庄严。那这个这么庄严的宫殿，当然它就有教化的功能喽。
So, Sudana continued his journey and came to the seashore and visited the Upasika Asha. The Upasika Asha actually built a beautiful, wondrous garden with flower, trees, flowers, gardens, pavilions. It's with universal adornment.
他描述像七宝的街道啊、浴池啊、包功德水，就是我们在阿弥陀经里面描述那么殊胜庄严的地方。
So, the sutra described the seven jewels, pavement, the eight pond of excellent water, the pavilions, palace, all very magnificent. It's just like the Amitabha Sutra, what we described there.
结果这个善财童子走进去的时候，看到这个优婆夷坐在一个宝座上。非常的庄严，宝座非常庄严，那他全身也很庄严，就看到百千亿的众生围绕这个地方。
So when Sudana saw that Upasika She was seated on a throne of true gold, and her body was covered by a net of all jewels. And there are all thousands of millions of beings bowed to her.
就可以看到他，可以感觉到他的心胸非常广大，好像虚空一样。所以他具足一切神通，身体是没有障碍的，能够到一切的地方去。
So, one can feel that her mind is unlimited, and her body is unobstructed, and he can travel to anywhere.
所以这个善财童子就前去问讯之后就问，他就说：“我要怎么样才能够行所谓的菩萨道，修菩萨行？”
So Sudana proceeded and asked, "How can I practice the Bodhisattva path and practice Bodhisattva conduct?"
就这个优婆夷就跟他讲说，他说我只有一种方法，一种解脱法门。这个法门呢，若是有人见看到了见闻听到的，还有意念我。见闻意念我，或是跟我同住在一起，或是供养我的众生，他们都有他的功德都很大，非常有功德。
So Upasaka said, I have attained only one single door of liberation of Bodhisattva. That is, if there are people who see me, hear me, or mindfully recollect me, or make offerings to me.Their efforts will not be in vain.
他说但是众生呢，就众生不种善根，他都没有遇到善知识善友所摄化，也不有被那诸佛所护念的时候，这种人是始终见不到我，也看不到我，也不认识我。
But if there are living beings who have not planted good roots, who have not been gathered in by good friends orwho are not protected or remembered by all the Buddhas, such people will never be able to see me.
但是众生要是见到我的时候呢，他永远都不会退失菩提心，甚至可以到不退转的地位。
But if there are living beings who get to see me, they will obtain irreversibly from Anuttara Sammasambuddhi.
他说甚至于啊，十方诸佛都常常来我这个花园里面，坐在我的宝座上为我演说妙法。
And all kinds of Buddhas from 10 directions often come to visit my garden and seated here and speak Dharma.
他说我永远都不会离开听闻佛法的因缘，而且我跟大菩萨、诸大菩萨是共住的，不退菩萨是我的伴侣。
So I will never lack causes conditions of hearing Dharma, and all great Bodhisattvas live here, and I have companies of Bodhisattvas, non-regression Bodhisattvas.
他刚刚讲这几个条件，我们会来稍微讨论看一下。他刚刚讲说，要是众生不种善根，不会善友所摄化，不会诸佛所护念的时候，是始终见不到我的。那我要问菩萨们，就说你看哈，东珠禅师在这边30年了，有多少人这样走过不会进来的。
So now let's pause and do a little bit discussion on the sutra. So the Chan Meditation Center has been here for almost 30 years. How many people have passed by but not entered here?
甚至我在想说，在台湾的时候，法鼓山就在金山地方，金山是一个小的town，我们都听过，但是有多少人是从来没见过圣严师父的，甚至没有进去过法鼓山的。
And also the Dharmadrome Mountain located in the Jinshan County of Taiwan. How many people have never heard of Dharmadrome Mountain, had never seen Master 圣严？
甚至在佛经里面讲说，这个城东老母跟释迦牟尼佛根本在同一个时候出现，但是他释迦牟尼佛来的时候，从东边来还是从西边走掉，从南边来还是从北方走掉，他从来都不看佛的。
So there's a old lady. She actually existed at the same time with the Shikamoni Buddha, but lived in the same place. But whenever Shikamoni entered from the east gate of the city. she will left from the west gate. And whenever Shakyamuni entered from the south gate, she will leave from the north gate. So they never have the chance to meet.
所以我们才知道说种善根真的非常重要，对吗？
So that's why we're saying it's very important to plant good roots.
好，甚至于讲说我们日常生活当中的善知识，他会告诉我们说我是善知识，会吗？不会。
So in our daily life, will the good knowing advisors, tell you upfront that I am the good knowing advisor? No, usually won't.
对吗？我想那问菩萨们，你们日常生活当中会不会遇到善知识啊？
So now I want to ask you, will you encounter good knowing advisors in your life?
会呀，对吗？很容易会的，就是你很容易察觉，你就知道说哇。真的身边善知识好多呢，是吗？
Yes, actually there are a lot of good knowing advisors in our daily life.
龙天护法多不多？很多啊。
Are there Dharma protectors in our lives? Yes, there are.
我给大家讲一个故事哈。我就记得上那时候我在修博士，在修博士学位的时候呢，那时候我在做实验都是做24小时这样做这样子。然后呢早上去办公室然后就去做实验这样。有一天比较早会开。大概我的印象中大概七点钟从山上下来。那我的学校在山上那它有一个转弯角这样子。转弯角。那时候我没有开车我都是走路走下山下去坐车。那每次一路下山就是阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛就喊着阿弥陀佛这样子跑下山每天都是这样下山的。我印象中有一天呢因为那个转弯的地方都有路灯嘛。那一般我们路灯到晚上都五点多就开了。所以你看它那个水银灯是刚开始开的时候那暗暗的一闪一闪一闪到后来就会 stay, 就是稳定了嘛这样子。那有一天呢我就发现说哎呦在转弯角那个地方那盏灯竟然不亮的。我心想说不管它了我还是念我的佛吧。我就阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛跑到那个地方的时候发现那个灯竟然亮起来。旁边的灯已经亮很久了它的光不是那种闪闪烁的已经光很亮久了。它亮灯亮起来了。你就发现你很安全的就走过那个下去了。后来我有个因缘就跟一位法师就分享法师说你就要知道你持诵佛号的时候龙天护法就来了。
So when I was still pursuing my doctorate degree, I live in, on the mountains and I need to, get off to take a bus. I don't drive at that time. So when I, got, one day when I got down from the mountain, it's around 7 o'clock and there were some lights, in the corner, but I noticed it were not that bright. But when I came down, I always just chanting Amitabha Buddha's name. So I noticed that, but I continue to chant, Amitabha Buddha's name and continue walking. And then when I went by there, the light actually became very light, very bright. So I was able to pass safely. And later when I, shared this experience with, other people and they told me actually when you chant Amitabha Buddha, Dharma protectors are always there.
好，这是一个非常好的例子，我印象中很深刻，所以以后我只要走路我就开始念佛了。再另外举一个例子哈，那时在花果山的时候，我们都要到别的地方去讲经嘛，就是去上课。那次呢，那个学姐派我去新庄，我想大家都对印象有像，金山跟新庄是两个很不一样的地方，大概开车要开2个钟头才能够到。那我第一次要去新庄上课的时候呢，那菩萨很好，他就写了一个非常清楚的那个告诉我说。The race, 法师要怎么走怎么走怎么走他就说你到什么地方呢要怎么走怎么走这样子。就说走到那个地方是他就有一个交叉路口了好像是去内湖跟去哪里的一个三叉路。他说你不要下去内湖交流道你要到我忘了什么五堵还是什么交流道从那边下去这样子。哦这样子。那我就真的就而且那个 The race, 我还读得很认真用红笔把它画得非常的认真。就看到那个地方的时候就说哦 ,OK, 好不从这里从这边就从五堵交流道下去了。下去就怎么绕都绕不出来说奇怪怎么走都走不到。后来就遇到那个交通警察。我想说这个很好就问交通警察我说这要怎么走。他就告诉我说哦 你要往回走哈，然后往上走，然后就可以进入高速公路了。就真的依着他的那个方式就开回去了。我想以前翻译那个
没关系，你讲。
OK， 好。就一开，我说奇怪，不对了，方向不对，怎么一直往上，一直往上，往到基隆的方向？我说不对了，这方向不对了，就又开回到五堵那个地方去。我想说要跟交通警察再问清楚，就交通警察不在了，不在了呢，我就问了一个 taxi 的一个计程车的一个计程车行，我就问他，他说师傅啊，就是法师啊，你方向错了啦，你要往南走。我想说哇，好吧，就往南走，一开出来往南走，一下就进入那个。其实那是一个我新的路，就我一开始上高速公路的时候，想说糟糕，离上课时间快到了，不行，我就一路念佛，大声念佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，念佛，我就跟佛讲说，我说不行哎，今天去上课，七八十位菩萨在等我，我怎么可以迟到嘞？就一路念佛，一路念佛，你知道，其实后面的路比前面的路更复杂，他要经过什么地下道啊，经过什么你要转弯啊，转弯就非常顺利就到达了。后来我就想想说，这段路是很有趣哈、哦。我大概跟那个警察没有结上善缘呢，他跟我讲的方向竟然是完全不对的嘞。我说只好念佛，念佛，结果很容易就达到了。所以，我们不跟别人结善缘的时候，就会像这样。我想他不是恶意告诉我错方向，可是那个时候我讲出来，我就是做错了。
So after that, I always chant when I walk, and that helps a lot.I want to share with you another story of mine. Then when I was in Damodaran Mountain, we were assigned to give lectures at another place. And it's about 2 hours driving. So usually the volunteers are very nice. They will give me detailed instructions. And I read the instructions and even marked clearly. And when I was on the road, Unfortunately, I still got lost. So I saw a police, and I gave the police my address and asked for direction. And he gave me the direction. He said, well, follow this route, you will get to the highway. And then I did. But, after a little while, I felt it was still not right. So I have to come back to the same place, try to find the same place. But the police was not there. So I have to ask a taxi driver.And the taxi driver actually told me, the previous was a wrong direction that police gave me. So you actually should travel south and follow this direction. And, at that time, I thought, oh, I might be late for my talk and there will be a lot of people waiting and it will not be good. So I started chanting loudly Amitabha's name. And very interestingly, I actually made there in time, even though, the later road actually are more complicated than the previous, directions. So I was thinking, I must have relied on the Amitabha Buddha's power. So we have to, the police probably did not tell me the wrong direction on purpose. But it just so happened that at that time he told me the wrong direction.But because I chanted Buddha's name, I eventually was able to get there very smoothly.
所以那次我后来我去上课的时候跟菩萨讲一句话，我说哎呀，还真的要解行并重呢。只是解，我只是看到那个 direction， 可是你从来没走过，你那个行做不出来就是不行了。
So when I got there, I actually talked to people who attended my lecture said, well, we really have to understand.The sutra and practice at the same time. It's not enough if we just understand the sutra.
所以我会讲说，要是我们真的没有善根哦，你没有因缘，就听不到好的东西嘛。对，我就自己讲了那个例子，就说，哎呦，我想问警察一定是最准确的，因为警察交通警察他一定很清楚。结果没想到，竟然是一个完全错的 direction， 就是非常有趣的例子。
So I think it was.It was really interesting because, I thought police would know better because, it's his job, but actually he gave me the wrong direction.
好，那好，再好，我们再回来看。这个优婆夷呢，他也提到说，他说十方诸佛常常来我的花园里面来跟我说法。哎，你们有没有遇到佛来跟你说法？有了，有人点头了。
So, So in the Upasaka's garden, there are Buddhas from 10 directions will come and actually talk Dhamma in her garden. Have you ever had the experience that Buddha will come to you to give a talk about Buddha, about Dhamma?
有啊, 你们都有是不是? 欸, 不是灵异事件吧? 其实日常生活当中呢，森罗万象都在放光说法，不是吗？ 是。
So actually, everything is speaking Dharma in our daily life, isn't it?
另外他讲谈到说，他说我永远都离不开听闻佛法的因缘，然后跟大菩萨共住，不退菩萨为伴侣。其实你请问你们是不是也是这样啊？
And also, she mentioned, I will never lack of causes conditions to hear Buddha Dharma, and I will live with great bodhisattvas and have the company of bodhisattvas of non-regression. Do you feel the same way?
是啊, 为什么? 比如说我们知道, 比如说我们来东初禅寺, 我们听到从前师父讲经, 甚至有各种因缘听到法, 生活当中随时把法拿出来用, 不就是一样吗? 另外就是, 我们这个菩萨都在修行, 这些都是大菩萨欸, 这些都是示现, 现人生的大菩萨欸, 但是菩萨们, 你们受的菩萨戒, 不就是不退菩萨为伴侣吗? 是吗? 是, 所以其实你看, 不就是一样吗? 所以他只会讲说这个善知识呈现什么? 娑婆世界就是法界, 法界就是有很多善知识的嘛。
So actually, it's the same here. We'll come to the Chan Meditation Center to practice, to hear the Dhamma, and then we will practice together in daily life. And because we all take Bodhisattva vows already, we are the Bodhisattvas of non-regression.
所以不要觉得说好像我们遥不可及，其实不是这样。佛法在日常生活当中就是要修行的嘛。So
don't think the Dhamma is so far away. Actually, we need to practice in our daily life.
所以圣乃童子就问这个优婆夷，他说，他叫圣者啊，他说你发阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心，这个发这样的成佛心，发多久了嘞？
So Sudana asked Upasaka, sagely one, have you brought forth the resolve for Aṇaṇa Tuṇaṇa Sammyo Sambodhi for a long, very long time?
这个药皮就跟他讲说，他说我记忆起来，我记得起来的时候是在燃灯佛之前的时候呢，我生生世世都有因缘这样次第的经过36恒河沙那么多的世尊，都什么佛的佛。 而且我都供养佛，听闻佛法，清净修梵客。So
she answered, Sudana, I remember in the past how at the place of the burning lamp Buddha, I cultivated Brahma conduct, pure practice, respectfully made offerings, heard the Dharma receiving and upholding it. Prior to that, at the place of leaving filth Buddha, I left the home life and studied the way, receiving and maintaining the proper Dharma for a long, long time.
他说，但是这个更早之前我就没有办法记得，我就不知道了。And
prior to that, I can't remember anymore.
啊，请问菩萨，你们跟佛学多久了？你记得吗？
So I want to ask you, how long you have been practice Dharma? Do you remember?
我们一定要相信说，其实我们跟佛学很久了。So
we must say we actually have learned and practicing Buddha for a long time.
好，下面那个地方更精彩，他就问说，他说那你修行修习这么久的时候，你不是又应该成佛了吗？
So now, Sudana asked, well, since you have practiced so long, you must have achieved a Buddhahood.
就是又婆姨跟他讲说，善男子啊。 他说菩萨啊，不是只为了教化调伏一个众生，100个众生，不可说的这么多众生来发菩提心的。So
she answered, good man, it is not for the sake of teaching, transforming in one single living beings that a bodhisattva bring forth to the body mind, nor is it for the sake of teaching 100 living beings. and so forced up to for the sake of millions of ineffable number of squalid living beings that a bodhisattva brings forth the Bodhi mind.
他说也不是为了教化一个世界的众生，还有不可说的世界众生，甚至是三千大千世界这么微尘数的众生来发菩提心的。
Also, it is not for the sake of teaching and transforming living beings within one world that he brings forth the Bodhi resolve and so forth up to 3,000 and 3,000 worlds of the sentient beings.
他说菩萨也不是只是为了供养一尊如来，甚至说不可说不可说的如来，甚至说不可说不可说这么多微尘数的如来，来让他能够出世来教化众生而发菩提心的。
And it is not for the sake of making offerings to one Tathagata that he brings forth the Bodhi resolve and so forth up to, it is not for the sake of making offerings to an ineffably number squared of Tathagatas that he brings forth the Bodhi resolve.
他说菩萨也不是为了只是严禁，严禁就是庄严清净，严禁一个世界不可说不可说的世界，甚至是不可说不可说三千大千世界的微尘数的世界来发菩提心的。
And it is not for the sake of adoring and purifying one world system that he brings forth the Bodhi's resolve and so forth up to, it is not for the sake of adoring and purifying the ineffably number squared of worlds that he brings forth the Bodhi resolve.
他说也不是住持一位如来不可说不可说的如来的法，甚至说不可说不可说如来微尘数这么多的法来发菩提心的。
It also, it is not for the sake of making the well and maintaining the Dharma heritage of one Tathagata that he brings forth the Bodhi resolve and so forth up to, it is not for the sake of making the well and maintaining the Dharma heritage of ineffable number squared of Tathagata that he brings forth the Bodhi resolve.
那你心里想说到底你要怎么样？
So now you must ask yourself, so what do you really want?
好，所以这个就是他就讲了，就这个又不讲说，他说重点告诉你，他说菩萨是以百万阿僧祇等方便的方法、方便法门而发大菩提心的。
So Upasaka said, good man, to speak of the essential points with the above millions, of expedient practice, a bodhisattva brings forth the Bodhi resolve, and a good man, a bodhisattva practices universal entry to all dharmas, for he certifies to attain of them all.
他说菩萨是因为修行一切普入一切法门而证得诸法的实相。另外呢，普入一切的刹土而完全清净诸佛刹土。
So, the bodhisattva enters into the entry to all dharmas, so he certifies to attainment of them all. And because it enters into one, it enters all kshatriyas, for he adorns and purifies them all.
他讲说，一切世界都严禁圆满的时候，我的愿才圆满。
So she said, not until all worlds are adorned and purified will my vows be exhausted.
甚至一切众生的习气烦恼都移除了之后，我的愿才圆满。
So only when all sentient beings' vexations and bad habits are all removed, my vows can be fulfilled.
你回来看看这个菩萨讲的东西。他说，当然我修行很久了。可是成佛有那么重要吗？问题就是我为的是要成就的一切众生的这么，而且一切世界清净庄严的时候我才愿意成佛，一切众生烦恼习气都除的时候我才愿意成佛。
So now we look at this, only when all the worlds are purified and purified then her vows will be fulfilled and when all beings' vexations are removed her vows can be fulfilled.
所以菩萨，我们再回来看哦，他这个愿跟什么？跟谁的愿很相近？地藏菩萨的愿，对吗？众生度尽，方证菩提。是的。
Now we see, her vows are very similar to whose vows? Yes, the earth restoring, Bodhisattva's vows. Only when you deliver all sentient beings, then your vows can be fulfilled.
还有一个人很像，华严经里面有那个普贤菩萨行愿，他讲说众生界尽。众生业尽，众生烦恼尽，我愿乃尽。你记得这个话吗？
It's also very similar to the vows of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, because in the Flower Dormant Sutra, he said, all the Dharma realms are exhausted, all beings' karma are exhausted, all vexations of beings are exhausted, my vows are fulfilled at that time.
所以你看这个优婆夷，它不是像说我们想说菩萨像要穿那个菩萨衣啊，要多大的一尊菩萨，不是啊，它就世间一般的在家中的居士这样子。
So, look at this Upasaka Asha. When we talk about Bodhisattvas, we always thought we have to wear Bodhisattva clothes or show such appearance, but actually not necessarily.Because Upasaka could just show an ordinary lay woman's appearance.
好，我们把刚才这个优婆夷的演出的这段东西，我们来做一点点讨论。好，好，第一个是他那个园林，他那个庄严，他的住的那个地方，因为他的园林非常的殊胜庄严、清净庄严，所以他感召十方的诸佛菩萨都来那边说法。
So now let's pause and discuss a little bit what we just learned. So the Garden of Universal Adornment is very pure and magnificent. So that's why it can, that's why Buddhas from all 10 directions will come to talk Buddha, talk Dharma.
他感召这个十方诸佛来说法呢，除了这个园林之外，其实本身他自己生生世世已经跟这么多佛菩萨结了这么多的法缘，那供养亲近这么多的佛，所以他善根具足，才有办法有因缘这样子让诸佛菩萨来跟他说法。
And also, Upasaka must have enough merits on her own to be able to call on so many Buddhas to come. It's her good roots.
另外就是这个优婆夷呢，他上求佛道下化众生的那个心啊，不是有目的的心呢，他就是广阔的心，一切众生一切佛国净土他都要成就，都是这样的一个所谓的佛的性，所以才有办法感召这么多的众生，还有这么多的佛在他园里面出现。
Also her mind is so broad just like seed she made offerings to so many Buddhas without selfish purposes. That's how she can, call on so many Buddhas to come.
所以她所成就的那个园林就是她的净土，对吗？
So her garden is actually her pure land, right?
是啊。这个净土就好像说我们这个娑婆世界是释迦牟尼佛的净土。
Yes, it's just like this Soha world is the Shikamuni Buddha's world. Pure world.
地狱是谁的净土？
And the hell is whose pure land?
你说法师，地狱都受苦耶，地狱是净土吗？
Some may question that is the hell also pure land because beings in the hell are suffering.
我要问了，娑婆世界都是快乐的吗？也不是，对吗？但是它是释迦牟尼佛发愿成就的。为什么？为了度我们这样的这个这样的众生，有造业的众生在这边修行嘛？所以他是释迦牟尼佛的净土啊。同样的，地狱是地藏菩萨的净土啊。他在成就那些众生在那边修行，然后能够修行嘛？那他就是地藏菩萨的净土啊。
But I want to ask you: Is people, beings in the Soha world are all happy? No, not necessarily, right? But still.And this world is the Shikamani Buddha's pure land because he created this pure land to allow everyone being here to practice Dharma. And the same thing as the hell. The hell is the earth restoring Bodhisattva's pure land, because it was there for beings, hellish beings, for them to practice Dharma.
所以生活当中每一个当下的境都是我们来修行的净土啊。就是你能够这样想的话，其实到处处处可以修行，处处都可以成就我们成佛的路。
So if you understand this, then you can practice at any time, any place, and any place is your pure land to accomplish the Buddha causes.
你假设不相信，我再举一个例子给你听。我们的父母亲啊，建一个家庭，对不对？有没有父母亲说，我希望建一个地狱的家庭，孩子在这边修行是像地狱一样？父母都希望我的家庭是一个天堂嘛，对吗？所以我们都是发这样的心呢、啊。所以其实每一个地方都是修行的地方。
So for example, let me give you another example. Our parents created a home, right? They will never try to create the hell environment for you. So each place, each phenomenon, causes, conditions are the right one to practice.
好，所以呢，我们对这个优婆夷这个。善财童子这个参访者，我们给他一个下一定的是，他发了广大的菩提心，因为这样的因缘，那成就这么多的众生在那边修行，发了广大菩提心。
So now we want to give a conclusion to Upasa. She gave rise to broad Bodhi mind. That's why she can have such a result.
好，接着他就跟善财童子讲说：“好，请你再往南走，哈。”你去参访另外一个善知识，这个善知识叫做皮木徐沙仙人仙，出现仙人了。
So after that, then Upasaka recommended another good knowing advisor to Sudana. It's Rishi Bishu Mocha Hasha.
好，就是慢慢走来到这个仙人的地方。这仙人的地方呢，它有一个很大的树林。这树林有各种各样的树，而且各样的树呢都发出这种香味，这种香味让人升起这种清净的心、欢喜心，所以树就用它的香来庄严这个园林。他就看到这个仙人呢坐在那个地方，然后旁边围了他一万个徒众，都是仙人哦，围在那边修行。
So Sudana traveled and was seeking such immortal.Good knowing advisor, and he came to a great forest. There are a lot of trees there, all emitting fine fragrance, make people feel joyful and delight. The trees are adorn the forest with their fragrance. And then Sudana see Rishi Pushumotra Hasha was seated.Under grass, was surrounded by his disciples.
就这个善财童子看到这仙人，就是前去跟他问讯，就是赞叹说：“哎呀，你真是一个善知识，因为人家推荐我在这边参访你。”他说：“我想问的是，怎么样能够行菩萨行来修菩萨道
？”So Sudana proceeded and praised Rishi.Said, you're a good knowing advisor, and I've come here to seek, how can I practice the Bodhisattva, practice? How can I practice the Bodhisattva's conduct?
好，这个时候这个仙人就回过头来看看他那些徒众，就跟徒众讲说，他说善男子啊，你们知道这个童子啊，他在过去无量生已经发了正等正觉的心。他是以大无畏来普施一切众生，就是所谓的无畏施嘛，哈。他说我大无畏普施一切众生，而且这个善财童子呢，他想普遍的让一切众生得到利益，能够灭除世间的一切烦恼，而且想学一切增长众生能够增长善根的方法。
So at that time, the good knowing advisor.Turned to his disciples, turned around to look at his disciples and said, good man, this youth has already brought forth the resolve for the Bodhi mind. And this youth universally bestows fearlessness upon all living beings. This youth grants benefit to all living beings and constantly contemplates the wisdom sea of all Buddhas.
他可以想灭除世间的一切烦恼热，能够想学一切方法来增长一切众生的善根。
And he wishes to destroy the poisonous heat of afflictions in the world. And he constantly trying to seek the expedient ways to increase sentient beings' wisdom and compassion.
所以他这个徒众这些仙人听到这样子，他的老师这样一讲说，大家就很欢喜，就把他所有身上的好东西都去供养这个善财童子了，然后跟他顶礼，然后赞叹他。
So when those disciples heard this, they all praised Suddhodana and bowed to him and made offerings to Suddhodana.
那他们赞叹他很多，我们这个地方我们就跳过别讲。所以后来这个仙人就跟他的徒众讲说：“好，善男子，要是有人能够发无上正等正觉的心，这个人将来必定能够成就一切智慧的方法。”他说：“这个善财童子呢，已经发了无上正等正觉的心。” 将来一定能够亲近成就一切的佛功德，而且证得佛果。
So the Guno advisor said to his disciples said, Gunan, because this Suddhodana has already brought forth the resolve for Bodhi mind, he will purify the merit and virtue of the grounds of all Buddhas. And he will definitely achieve the merits of all Buddha, and eventually attain the fruition of Buddha.
结果这个仙人就跟善财童子讲说，我有一个法门，叫做菩萨的无甚床解脱的法门。So
he told Suddhodana, I have attained the one Dharma Dom that is called the liberation of the Bodhisattvas inseparable banner.
就只有善财童子问他讲说，你那个法门的境界是怎么样嘞？
So Suddhodana asked, "What is the state of your Dharma Dom like?"
所以这个时候，那个仙人就站起来了，用他的手呢，就去摸善财童子的顶，摸顶之后呢，用手去抓着这个牵着这个善财童子的手。当这个手一牵起来的时候呢，这个时候善财童子就发现，他说他自己看到十方一切佛国的刹土。 另外呢，看到那个刹土里面每一尊、每一个佛刹土里面每一尊佛的相好、国土的殊胜，而且众会那个众众生在那边修行的殊胜庄严相，同时他可以听到十方诸佛在那边说法，而且听了他可以能够了解，而且意念不忘。So
at that time, the Guno advisor stretched out his right hand and rubbed Suddhodana's crown and used. The Guno advisor also used his left hand to hold Suddhodana's hand. And at that moment, Suddhodana was able to see that he traveled in 10 directions to see all Buddhas and see the magnificent good characteristics of Buddha and each pure land. And also hearing each Buddha talking about Dharmas. And he was also be able to remember them.
好，同时呢，他也知道，知道每一尊佛的清净愿，然后怎么样随顺众生，视线怎么样的色相来教化一切众生。他又发现自己的身体呢，在各个诸佛的道场里面呢，经过一天一夜、七天七夜、半年半夜、十年百千年，经过那么多年、那么多年呢，在那边修行，在自己不同佛国里面修行。
And he also understand that each Buddha's pure vows and how they manifest different physical characteristics according to sentient beings' needs. He also see his body appear in each Buddha's pure land for a day and a night, for 7 days and seven nights, up forth to a year and 10 years.
这是更久更久的时间，and
even more and more thousands of millions of years.
这些现象就是 这个先人用手抓住这个善财童子的手，然后呈现出来景象。当他手一放的时候呢，善财童子发现，哎，又回来了。
So that's a phenomenon when the good knowing advisor hold the hand of Sudana. When he let go the hand, Sudana came back to the real world.
这个就是华严经里面讲所谓的力，就是力量的力，摄力摄无力。这个是无力，没有力量，这个是有力量，力摄无力。就是这个仙人抓着善财童子的手呢，他就可以把这个仙人所证的一切景象透过这个手让善财童子可以看到。
So this is what the Flower Dormant Sutra mentioned. The power can be transformed to another person to see inconceivable phenomena. So basically, the good knowing advisor has a power to see this phenomenon, and he can pass on this power to Sudana by just holding his hand.
你们有没有这样经验？有没有被人家牵过手，然后知道这种状态？有没有这样经验
？Have you ever had such experience by letting other people hold your hand?
好，我跟大家推荐有一部电影，英文叫做《Peaceful Warrior》，中文名字叫做《深夜在加油站遇见苏格拉底》。有没有听过这个片子？还是看过这个片子
？So I'll recommend a movie to you. The English name is called Peaceful Warrior. Have you watched it?
没有哈，好，我推荐你们去看看哈。中文名字翻成深夜晚上哈，深夜在加油站遇见苏格拉底。
So I recommend you all to see it, and the Chinese name is translated because in the midnight you met Socrates.
好，这个它里面有一段描述景象跟这个完全相似。我跟大家稍微讲一下那个电影的样子状态哈。这个苏格拉底就是，其实上就是这个主角叫 Daniel， 就是简称之为 Dan 的善知识。那这个苏格拉底常就跟他讲说，叫他要用，就问他说，你觉得世间什么时候是快乐的？因为这个 Dan 呢，他是好像是 Stanford 大学的一个非常优秀的学生，他成绩都是 A， 然后呢又是学校的什么体育高手，然后女朋友随时都有，家庭又非常富裕。可是因为这个孩子他体育很好，所以他希望有一个因缘能够参加奥林匹克的运动会这样子，所以他每天都很认真在练这个他好像是双环这样子。然后呢，可是这个苏格拉底就知道说，这个孩子其实上他的脑筋里面很多杂念，他称为垃圾，很多杂念。在有一天呢，他们相约在学校的校园里面碰面，那因为那天呢好像有个考试，然后这个癫就跟苏格拉底讲说，赶快赶快，你要叫我做什么？因为我要去考试了。那结果这个苏格拉底就说，好，你要很快吗？就一推，把他推到那个正好有一条水一条桥，就推下去了。他就喊说，你做什么？你为什么把我推到水里面去呢？他就全身湿哒哒站起来，他说，你做什么？你为什么把我推下去的？他说，我问你啊，你刚刚在水里面的时候，你有什么念头？他说，被他问傻了呢。他说，你有什么念头？他就回答不出来。他说，当下你不就是没有念头吗？这样子。后来他就是因为这个呆很生气啊，就不理他，这样就走往前走，就走到一个学校那个 campus 校园里面，树下在国外校园都是很多人在那边看书嘛，这样子就还是很生气。就这苏格拉底就按住他两个肩膀，按住他带他看东方看西方，就看到诶，有一只瓢虫在树叶上展开翅膀，看到有一个学生在翻这个课本的经页。当然啦，他也看到很多东西啦，看到这个校园里面有一只狗，他们正好丢了一个飞盘，这狗跑下去咬住那个飞盘那个景象，看到每一个很细的动作。那当然这个景象，因为平常的时候你心很粗嘛，你根本看不到这东西啊。就当苏格拉底手一放的时候，他又回来原来状态了，就跟刚才描述的状态完全相同。
So I'll describe a little bit the scene in the movie, what happened. So the main character is, his name is called Dan. He was a student at Stanford University, and he's very, very, he, he born with a lot of blessings. He was from rich family, has money, and he's excels at studies. He's very popular among girls. So he basically can have anything he wants in life, he feels like. And he's in their school sports team, he's a gymnast. And he wants to be on the Olympic team, because he really want to, win the gold medal. So, then he encounters this great teacher, his master, in this gas station. And, so the teacher said, even though you appear to have a lot of blessings, you can get things you want without effort, but actually you have a lot of garbage in your mind. Because Dan has a lot of wandering thoughts, of course, vexations, wandering thoughts. And one day, Dan came to his teacher and was in a hurry because he need to. There was an examination, so he was in a rush. But the teacher pushed him into the river, and he got up and was angry and saying, "Why did you push me into the river?" And the teacher said, "What were you thinking? What thoughts do you have? Did you have when you were in the water?" And Dan said, Dan was surprised by his question and said, "I don't have any thoughts. What was I thinking?" But Dan didn't get what the master was trying to show him. So the master put his two hands on his shoulders and asked him to look around. And at that moment, when the master's hands are on his shoulders, he immediately saw a different phenomenon than he was seeing. That was a sunny afternoon in the campus. So there were students reading under the trees. There were people playing frisbees. There were insects flying. So he saw that there are insects just opening the wings and try to fly and see a dog trying to chase frisbee and see two girls try to kiss. So he saw a lot of things that he normally wouldn't even pay attention to.
你有看这个片子对吗?
Yeah.
所以他描述的比我更详细了。 Okay, 所以我推荐你们去看。 Okay.
So I recommend you to see this movie.
Okay, 好。 所以他这个手放开之后呢, 就是这个先生就问这个童子说，哎，你还记得你刚才所经历过那些状态吗？ 他说我记得啊，这都是因为你的力量让我引起我能够看见这个不可思议的现象。他说我只知道这个法门叫做菩萨无胜床解脱法门。So
the Gunoyu advisor asked Sudana, "Do you still remember what I just showed you?" And Sudana said, "Yes." But it's because relied on your power, I was able to see this. And the good knowing advisor said, this Dharma Dome is called unsurpassing liberation banner of Bodhisattvas.
好，我们把他这个呈现的，我们来做一点的讨论。好，我们讲说，因为圣海童子在这个先人的，其实应该说是加持了哈。这样子加持之下的时候，其实他体验了，体验什么？空间是没有远近的距离。 时间上是长短也是自在的，为什么？因为他经历过一切的佛国净土嘛，然后也经历过多劫他自己的状态嘛，所以时间空间其实上都是我们刹那真的事情。So
let's do a little bit discussion on this. So Sudana basically experienced that time and space. There's no such thing as time and space. There's no long time or short time, or far away place or nearby place. It's all the, there's no such thing.
所以你可以知道说一切的现象其实是应该讲就是说真的你很细腻去看待的时候你可以看到很清楚。那其实上我们妄想很多的，其实我们的心是很粗的，我们看不到一些东西。So
we can see when you are being very mindful, you can be aware, you can be aware of a lot of phenomena, subtle phenomena. But if you have a lot of vexations, you won't be able to be aware of all this.
所以这个很像什么？当初释迦牟尼佛在菩提树下成道的时候，他就发现一个念头可以包含法界。 包含十法界。而且他不离本座的时候，他可以看到各个国度、各个他方佛国净土一切现象，其实上是超越了时间空空间的格局。
So back to when Shikamoni Buddha became attained the way under the Bodhi tree, he actually realized within one mind, within one thought, it includes all Dharma realms, and without leaving the Bodhi tree, he was able to view all pure lands from all Buddhas, and that surpassed the time, the limit of time and space.
So we can know that actually, 身心世界就是法界世界。
So now we can understand your body and the mind are the Dharma realm.
好，今天我们讲的三位善知识的事情是讲了三个哈。其实第一个是海床比丘，我们发现说，其实身心就是法界。另外我们讲那个优婆夷，就是那个在家居士，他不是有个很漂亮的因缘吗？其实他是发了广大的菩提心。然后第三个这个仙人讲的就是身心世界就是法界。
So today we talked about three good knowing advisors, and the sea banners basically showed us our body and mind are the Dharma realm, and the Upasaka showed us you need to give a great mind to Bodhi mind. And the last one also showed us our mind and body are the Dharma realm.
华严经其实并不那么难，讲起来像讲故事一样，其实就是你要重点是我们在看经的时候，不要只看到那个文字的向上，要回到看那个心上去看，你就发现其实经跟生活是很容易结合的。
So actually we know that the Flower Dome Sutra is not that hard. The important thing is not to obsess or attach to the phenomena of that talking about. Just pay attention to the essence. And the sutra actually is very easy to understand. It's like a little stories here and there.
好，今天我们就跟大家分享这三位善知识的故事。阿弥陀佛。
Okay, well, it's here. That's it for today.
好，那大家请合掌，你手上有
Please join your palms.
也有回向器，我们一起来念。请合掌，我们先念中文。愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，尽此一报身，同生极乐国。
May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Upwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude.Downwardly, we alleviate the sufferings of the three deities. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
好，阿弥陀佛。